Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Let's start with Leeds United, as we normally do. A couple of wins under the belt for Gary Monk, and things looking a little bit better over at Elland Road.
Yes, Luke, you remember when we were discussing a couple of weeks ago, I was saying the fact that he was appointed late in the close season gave him an inbuilt disadvantage. And after we lost the first two games, said, well, still, let's take it easy because, you know, he's still finding his feet. We'll find what the physiotherapist's name is, etc., etc. But let apart from his players and his strengths and weaknesses, and the patience has come right. Some people talk about sacking Monk after a couple of games, right? Quite bloody stupid. But, no, it looks as if it's, looks as if it's slowly coming right. And what's also encouraging, I've got to admire his courage, when in fact the Luton team was very different from the Sheffield Wednesday team. Now, I can understand his reason for doing it, to say, well, basically in the vernacular, you know, the players after beating Sheffield Wednesday were knackered. I didn't think they were fit enough to play. So, but putting a whole other team out was fantastic. In fact, they beat Luton. All right, Luton Town is down in down below, but that's the same club that beat Aston Villa the previous round. So it's quite an achievement.
Well, people are getting excited as well after the midweek EFL Cup game about another academy star that's coming through the ranks, and Tyler Denton scoring his first goal for Leeds United, and a cracking goal as well, KB.
As I said, it gave him confidence early days of the season. It was interesting, I was reading an analysis of Dolph's first game, and apparently they said he's going to be a hit. But he took him 45, 50 minutes to slowly come into the game and put his authority on it. So this kid's come in, obviously played with confidence from the start, and crowned it with a goal. So now he'll be looking eagerly for the team sheet on Friday. But yeah. I do think that in Monk, we have a very good manager, and he needs to be supported. If he has a dip in the meantime.
Yeah, certainly exciting times. Continuing on the football, KB, and of course it was the Moore EFL Cup last night. The draw was done for the next round. Leeds United have got Blackburn in the next round, but probably
that could be good fun.
Yeah, well, I think it's hopefully another Leeds win. We would hope so. But one of the other ties of the round last night was it was Accrington Stanley taking on Burnley, and Accrington Stanley beating Burnley. They're into the next round. They're down to the Olympic Stadium next.
Well, there's a fascinating story about Accrington Stanley and Burnley. I won't say I was personally involved in it, but I knew a bit about it, so here goes. When I first came north in 1955, I think it was, I came up to a quarry near Wigan, and I lived between Chorley and Blackburn. Blackburn being the nearest town. And next to it, to Blackburn, was a little borough called Oswald Twistle. Yeah, that's the love of that, because when Londoners were taking the mickey out of Northerners as we were kids, 70-odd years ago, Oswald Twistle was the ultimate tongue twister for beloved of Cockney taking the mickey out of Lancastrians. So, typical bait that I finish up owning a quarry in Oswald Twistle, which backed onto Accrington. Now, I got to know the local builders, etc. And one of the guys I met, he was a soft drinks manufacturer and bottler. And his name was Stan Armitage. And he was a director of Accrington, because in those days, all the little rural towns, you know, the boards were just local businessmen that supported the local town, the local team. But Stan was somewhat of a legend because when he went to the game, he didn't sit in the director's box. He stood on the terrace with a in the middle of a circle about 20 feet around him. People went to watch him, not the game. Because you know how really potty football fans are, shouting and bawling, waving his arms and legs about. Well, Stan used to do that for the whole day, whole game. And one time he tried to get me involved, but I saw the limitation and I was too busy building my business. Anyway, what happened was they got into financial difficulties. And Stan used to tell me about what was going on. They called an emergency board meeting and they asked Bob Lord if he'd come along and give them some advice, because he was a big businessman, he was a big butcher, big contractor in Burnley, and he owned Burnley Football Club. He just came down, looked at the accounts, said, "You're bankrupt, you're bust, you better go into liquidation and resign from the Football League." So all the little businessmen were panicked and overawed by Bob Lord, who was prominent in the old First Division. And they did just that. They typed out a letter of resignation of the Football League, vowed to go into liquidation the next day, and posted the letter and went home to bed. Next morning, the All World Cup thought, "What the hell have we done?" And tried to get the letter back out of the postbox, which failed because it would have been collected. Then they're in the Football League. Said, "You know, we've changed our mind, and can you let us have the letter back and forget all about it?" They said, "Very sorry, but the rules are rules, and you posted a letter, and once we received it, you resigned. We don't even have any discretion to change it." So Accrington were now out of existence. But a month or so later, a few people got together, as they so often do, and found another Accrington stand there. A bit like AFC Wimbledon. And of course, they had to start right at the bottom. I mean, there's 80 years, 70 years ago now, so I can't really remember. 60 years, I can't remember the details now, but exactly. No, but they started in something, I don't know, rather like the Colnham District League or something like that. And they just kept working their way up, working their way up, working their way up. And they got back finally into the Football League few seasons ago. So can you imagine Accrington Stanley versus Burnley, the club that indirectly persuaded him to go out of business? So they say that revenge is a dish best eaten cold, but 50 years and they beat them in the 120th minute. A great goal after a great goalmouth scramble. So that was the additional irony and romance of last night's game. And funnily enough, although they're only Accrington and Burnley only about 5 miles apart, it was the first time they played each other since 1893.
It's a great story, isn't it?
That's the romance of the cup.
that is definitely the romance of the cup. There's no doubt about that. And talking about other results that have certainly been inspirational, Team GB at the Olympics, KB, finishing...
No, Team UK.
Yeah, okay.
United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Yeah, okay.
Great Britain just means England, Wales and Scotland.
I see what you mean. Yeah, so Team UK, second in the medal table at Rio Olympics. It's an unbelievable result.
It's fantastic. It's very, very good. And we punched above our weight. I mean, look at our population in China's. We did very well to beat them. I mean, America is, six times our size nearly in population. So we ran them fairly close. No, a marvellous performance by an awful lot of young people who we've previously never heard of, which suggests that 2020 is looking good, because they're making very bullish noises, the Olympics Committee. They say all the funding's in place. They're going to go for it. We've got some of these kids haven't even reached their 21st birthday yet. They should be around for a few years. And then, of course, the 58-year-old who had a hip replacement and broke his neck got gold. Marvellous. All round, it's tremendous. Something to be proud of. and just go to do what happens when you vote Brexit and go alone. Because we got, I believe, more medals than Europe combined. Now, the kids, get off their bloody iPads and mobiles and computers and do a bit more physical exercise, because there may be a few more hidden gems there to come to the fore. And one thing, sure, if you win an Olympic medal, changes your life in more ways than one.
Yeah, certainly something I wouldn't mind doing, but I think at 44 I may be a tad old. Although,
having seen the photographs of Adrian Bolt celebrating, hope he's as quick and slippery with his tongue as he is with his footwork. And he explains to his lady the various celebratory photographs posted online.
Well, KB, as ever, always a pleasure to chat, and we'll catch up with you at the same time next week.
Well, the thing is, Theresa May's now come back off her holiday. I mean, even she's getting ready with the Olympics. She went hiking around the Alpine mountains. Now back to work. Now she can get on with Brexit and sorting the country out. Certainly needs it. And please, a request, anybody on the Eastern line of the rail run by Virgin, if you do see a shifty-eyed looking, scruffy looking, bearded, grey-haired type, that's not me, by the way, my hair's silver, lounging, looking forlorn on the train, will you please give Mr. Corbyn a seat? You have to worry about the fact, if his eyesight's so bad, he can't see seats. He can't find an empty seat on the train. That's worried for the country, isn't it? And the other silly thing, if you listen to his stupid excuse, he said he couldn't find two seats together so he could sit with his wife. When you see the photograph for the BBC documentary, obviously BBC, he's sitting on the floor outside the toilet, but his wife's not sitting with him. So that's a double lie, isn't it? He couldn't find any seats. Let's sit down. But where was his wife sitting? Or was he guarding the door while she was in the loo? That could be a possible explanation. But just imagine Corbyn, Prime Minister of England. Mind you, I think in number 10 you have your own loo anyway, so be okay there. And they have seats as well. Well, he's chump of the week. Team UK are champs of the week. But I do wish they hadn't allowed Miss McCartney to design the gear. God almighty. There you are. Enough for another week. Roll on Saturday. Notts Forest. Be a good game, that. And roll on Leeds United and the fans.